So there was a guy in Shatora who recently got married.
Mazda.
And he came to me once, and he said he had a question. He had a halacha question. He said that his Shmona Esrei goes very, very long. So, but you know, he wanted to know certain halachas of like what happens, you know, if the chazan starts kedusha, or should he answer in the middle, and different questions that came up while he's in the middle of his Shmona Esrei. So yeah, big tzaddik. So the first thing that I asked him was why is Shmona Esrei so long? You know, if it was one thing if he is you know, davening with a lot of kavana, that could have been the answer, right? But I suspected that could be that maybe he was having trouble with the reading of the words. So it was something that maybe we could try to help facilitate him move forward. So I asked him, I said, you know, like, do you daven in Hebrew? Do you daven in English? Do you daven all the brachas in Hebrew? Like, I started asking all these questions. So he said, no, I daven in Hebrew, and I'm totally fine with reading all the words, and I understand all the words, no problem. So I said, okay, so then, you know, like, what's going on? So he said, there's one bracha that takes me a lot of time. It takes me a lot of time. What bracha was it? Can anyone take a guess? Okay, so it was the bracha of Tekka b'shofar gadol l'chei Yoseinu. Okay, we say Tekka b'shofar gadol l'chei Yoseinu, v'sane es tekabitz gal Yoseinu, v'kabtzeinu yachad, we should gather everyone together, me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. We daven to Hashem that he should gather all the people from all the four corners of the world all together. So I said, okay, so what's the, you know, why does that bracha take you so long? So he said, and I like to say this over because it's a big chizuk for me. Tekka b'shofar gadol l'chei Yoseinu. He said that when he says those words, v'kabseinu yachad me'arba kanfos ha'aretz, he recites all the names of every single person that he knows is not religious. And he davens for them that they should all come back together from all corners of the world. He davens for his mother and his father and his brothers and his sisters and his cousins and his friends from everyone. Every person that he knows, he mentions every single one of their names. So davening takes a very, 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 very long time because of that bracha. Now, you have to understand, when I was when back in the day, you know, my Rebbe in high school, he told me that during Shema Koleinu, I was allowed to daven to make the basketball team, and I was allowed to daven for this, allowed to daven for that, daven whatever you want. Never in my life did I ever hear that someone in the bracha of Tekka b'shofar gadol l'chei Yoseinu was, that's where he like just let it rip and let things go. So he davened for every person that he knew that wasn't religious, that they should come back from Arba Kanfos Ha'aretz to be able to come together. And it's an incredible thing. So what I want to discuss today is an interesting topic, which we wouldn't have thought is a topic, but when we understand what the halakhic ramifications of it and why, it's very, very empowering. Okay, and that is, are you allowed, it was very nice what this guy did, but is that permitted? Are you allowed to go ahead and daven for other people to be chozer b'tshuva, to come back to Yiddishkeit, right? So obviously the initial reaction is, of course you are, right? And we have good basis to think that. Of course, our feelings are based on a Gemara, right? Like all our feelings. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud, the story of Hanu Biryoni Dahavu Bishavusei de Reb Meir. There were these troublemakers in the town of Reb Meir. Vahavu Kametzar Leituvan. They were causing him trouble, causing him pain. Vahavu Kabay Reb Meir Rachamei Levayu. So Reb Meir davened for them. Ki heichi de la Musa, they should die. Look, enough of this already. Let's get rid of our problems. Right, so he davened that he would die. Amule Bruria de Besu. So Bruria, his wife, asked a famous lady, said to him, "My daitech, what's going through your mind that you're davening that people should die? What's your svara? Must be as a pasuk. The ksiv, it says, yitamu chataim, that sin should be eradicated, should be gotten rid of. But she said, she was a lamdin Bruria, as everyone knows, she was a talmidah chachama, and she said, but miksiv chotim. It doesn't say, get rid of the chotim, the sinners, rather, chataim ksiv. It says, to get rid of the sins. The ode, shafil asifat akra, go down to the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, urishaim odeinam, there'll be no evildoers. Meaning, kevan diyatamu chataim, once the sins are eradicated, once there are no more sins in this world, urishaim odeinam, then there'll be no evildoers.
Right? The way to get rid of the evildoers is not by killing them and davening that they die. The way that to get rid of them is by getting rid of the sins within them. And then they're okay, they're good, they're not evil. Ella, by rachamei levayo, so rather what he should do, and what he did, was he davened for them, de lahadri b'tshuva, that they should do tshuva, or rishayim orinam, and then they won't be evildoers anymore. By rachamei levayo, b'hadri b'tshuva. So he davened for them, and they did tshuva. So it's a black and white gemara, that you're allowed to go ahead and daven for other people, that they should go and do tshuva. Okay? But this causes an uproar. A big uproar in the Marsha, like you saw, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Chazon Ish, and the Marsha asks the following question. This is the basis of this issue. He says, we'll read inside. V'yesh la'ayim bazeh. Anyone have it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. V'yesh la'ayim bazeh. Devadai ba'adam, it's for sure true. The Marsha writes this in 5 other places throughout Shas. There's a constant hashkafa that he has. Devadai ba'adam ha'mevakesh racham imalatzmo. For sure someone who davens for himself lahachziru b'tshuva, that Hashem should let him do tshuva, nicha. That's okay. To daven to Hashem that I, Rasman, should do tshuva, that's 100%. Da'af agaf. Now, of course. Like, what's the big deal here, right? What's the big deal? Here comes the big deal. Da'af agaf, da'akol b'dei shamayim, chutz miyir shamayim. There's a gemara, the gemara tells us that Hashem gives us how tall we're going to be, how healthy we're going to be, how much money we're going to have, all these types of things are given from Hashem. But Yir Shamayim, fear of heaven is up to us. That is something that is not predetermined. We have to go ahead and we have to work in that our own. It has to come from us. Okay. So then we would have thought that if it has to come from us, Yir Shamayim, then it's very nice. He's sitting on the beach all day long, saying, God, you know, give me your Shemaim. God, give me your Shemaim. You're not doing anything to get your Shemaim. It has to come from you. You're asking Hashem to do it, not you. So I would have thought maybe that even to daven for ourselves to have your Shemaim is inappropriate, because that's not the way. It has to come through you opening the Sfarim, figuring it out, understanding, working on yourself, getting your Shemaim. It's not something that Hashem is going to give you. So even davening for yourself should be inappropriate. But that, the Marsha says, no, that I'll give you. To daven for yourself is okay. Even though the Yir HaShemayim has to come from within and not from above. But that's okay, because Hare Amru, the Gemara says in Makos, B'derech she'adam rotze leilich molichin oso. There's a hanhaga of Hashem in the world that the way that I go ahead and lead myself, the way that I want, my desires, Hashem then goes ahead and funnels energy, funnels Kedusha in to facilitate my ability to go in that direction. So therefore, same thing. Someone who wants to become pure, Hashem helps you out. Just like all you need is that ratzon. All you need is that desire. Right? The famous fasemis, that the same letters of the word ratzon is sinur, a pipe. Right? Ratzon and sinur is a pipe. Because when you have the ratzon, you create a pipeline for Hashem to be able to funnel that energy to put you forward. So that's what you need. You need that ratzon. So if you have a ratzon to go ahead and become pure, you have a ratzon to go ahead and do tshuva, so Hashem will help you out. When you go ahead and you daven for yourself to lachziru b'tshuva, harez b'chal harotz letaher. You now are like a person who wants to become pure. That's you davening. Hashem, I want to be your Shemaim. I want to become pure. And therefore Hashem helps you out to go ahead and do it. Avalavakish rachim al chaveru? To daven for your friend? I mean, the guy did nothing. Zilcho. It's not like he wasn't even involved at all. At least, but when you daven for yourself, you're involved. When you daven for the other guy, it's all cool, 100% a freebie. So, there's nothing that this guy did. He didn't create that pipeline for him to go ahead and be matzliach. So then, how does that work? You daven for the other guy. Lachzir b'tshuva kasha. That's difficult. Ma yoel b'kasha. So what's going to help that you're davening for him? Ha'amina anakol b'dei shamayim. So he says, v'sha'an. So he says, okay, so that's my kasha. I don't know what to do. He says, I don't understand this gemara. It makes absolutely no sense. Because it's one thing if you're davening for yourself, because at least you're giving Hashem that ability to facilitate you. But the guy did nothing. So therefore it shouldn't work. So he says, okay, but I know that you guys, everyone's going to ask the same question, that that's what Marsha says. Ben Shmon Esrei, we do daven for other people. It's like, Marsha, I understand you have a problem with it, but bottom line is we know it works. So forget it. So he says,
So he says, you're going to ask me, we say, v'achzireinu, in plural. All of us should do tshuva. So it's very clear that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, when they set up Shmoneh Esrei, said that you could daven for other people. To do tshuva. So how are you going to get out of that one? So that's different. Lokasha kolkach. Kevin shu kolel at atzmo. Because there at least you're downing for yourself really. Okay. You're downing for yourself really to do tshuva. You add, you say it in the plural. It's a nice thing. You add other people. But you're not really downing for other people. Down for other people. You can't down for other people. The other people, other person really has to do it himself. Once I'm downing for myself though, the royal we. I'm just going ahead and it's like a nicer type of a thing that I'm in kolel other people. So therefore, it's okay. And it's not a problem. But if you only want to daven for the other guy, that's problematic. Especially if you're going to daven in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can start davening for another person. It's like an example. I say, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of Shema Kaleinu, I'd like that the tree should dance on the roof. I'm saying, I know you could daven to make the basketball team during Shema Kaleinu, but to daven for things that are absolutely absurd and not shayach, that's a hefsek. You can't just stomp speak in the middle. So Uluch Ora, the Marsha's bothered, it should be usher. It should be usher in the middle of your Tekabe Shofar Gadol Cheruseinu to list every family member that you ever heard of and friend that you ever knew that was somewhat Jewish to go ahead and do tshuva. It's inappropriate. Okay, you want to be kolel everyone together? That, okay, we know that's okay because at least you're the one of them. But to go ahead and depict every single one and down for them, that should be not permitted. So he says a famous answer line that the Marsha has throughout Shas, V'yesh li ashiv, and you could answer it, V'kalavin, and it's easy to understand. Okay? So V'yesh li ashiv, you could answer it, V'kalavin, it's easy to understand. I don't know, it's not easy for me to understand. So, but that's one of the things that people do in yeshiva, they rack their brains to try to figure out the Marsha's kalavins. Okay, it's one of the places where a lot of emails is put in. And there's an amazing sefer that nowadays, people nowadays don't like to rack their brains. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who wrote a sefer almost on everything that you need to know, has a sefer called Yishuv Hadas. It's called Yishuv Hadas. It's a play on the word of Yesh Liyashev, Yishuv Hadas. The reason he says Das, the thing most positive he writes in the beginning, is because Rav Akiba Eger writes that if you want to know the Iker Das of how to learn Torah, learn Gemara, so you got to learn all the Marshas. The Marshas are going to get you really into to understanding of Gemara. So he says Yishuv Hadas. I'm Miyashev. I'm answering up the Das. He goes to every single place that the Marsha in Shas writes V'Yesh Liyashev Akalahavin, or just writes the word V'Yesh Liyashev, and he tells you what the answer is. Went through, one time, he goes through Shas all the time, so one time through Shas, look, might as well write this down. For Rasim to figure out the answers. Okay, so I'm going to tell you his answer in a minute that he brings down. But first, we're going to see a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, and the next side of the page is in Or Chaim Chelik Dalid, Simen Mem. Okay, Sifkan Yud Gimel. Over there, he writes as follows. B'tfilas Bruria Shiyashuva Arshoyim B'tshuva. Okay, so he quotes from Masha Tiretz Katra. There was a certain very chash of a Rav who answered Al Tfilas Bruria on the prayer of Bruria Al Rishayim on the evil people? She has shuva b'shuva. They should do shuva. She hikshe marsha, but brachos daf yud bechigdushe agados ha kobi yishmaim chutz miyur shemaim. So what was his answer? Is the person's answer? This Rav's answer was the ulai ayde tfilas haadam ein zenu kibidei shemaim. As long as a guy davens, as long as you daven, someone davens for it, any person in the world, then that's not called bidei shemaim. You have to take the words very literally. When you say a kol bidei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim, that everything is up in the heavens except for yir shemayim, so that doesn't mean that every single individual person has to work on yir shemayim himself. It just means that a human has to work on yir shemayim. Any human that works on yir shemayim, for anyone, that's okay. So once Rassman went ahead and davened for Seymour or whoever over there in Kalamazoo, so the Yir Shemayim is coming because of Rassman at the end of the day. So who cares that the guy in Kalamazoo doesn't even know what the word Yir Shemayim means? Seymour, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Seymour. Yeah, so who cares that he doesn't know? He doesn't even know what that word means. Who cares? Right? It doesn't matter because Rassman, who's a human being, prayed for it. So it's not fully from the Shemayim. It's coming from Rassman. Hine hu doche gadol, like some of you just made a face. The Rav Moshe finds, he says, that is so shver, it's such a shver answer. The lo mistab is a klal, and it's not logical at all. The hispala she Hashem yisbarach yaseh, because what are you, she's davening, that Hashem should make him, the other guy, do tshuva. Vizehu tamua, it's a wonderment me'achet, the hu b'dei adam. At the end of the day, it needs to be from man.
Al Tzarech Lomar, he says a very interesting chiddush. Rav Moshe, there's not the pashup shot of the Gemara, but you see how much this is bothering Rav Moshe. Amazing. The Gemara says to daven for the other person in Jewish, his mom is bothered. Yeah.
Was the Katra saying the reason that is bidei Adam because of that concept of the Marsha that Darsha Adam runs a Leilech?
No, it
actually is.
It's called bidei Adam because a human being did it,
but not because. No, not because I have the desire. That's all I need.
Right, my desire can't help you.
So we have two different answers so far.
No, when the Marsha said that idea of Bali time and saying so, that was only for you yourself. Right, exactly, you yourself.
Who was the one that was saying that I can daven for him because his...
This big Rav that wrote a letter to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is now responding to that letter. That the person who wrote to Rav Moshe suggested that it's okay as long as it's any human being that does it. So Rav Moshe wrote back, like, why is that okay? You know, that's very nice. You're right. Literally, the words are okay. It's not coming from Shemayim, it's coming from a human. But at the end of the day, the guy himself did nothing. So the guy himself did nothing. So who cares that the other guy davened for him? Doesn't help. Aval! Here comes his answer, and you see how much this bothered him that he actually, he's passing halacha lemaisa. He says, halacha lemaisa, he says that it doesn't work to daven for another person, Rav Moshe says. Rather, what happened over there in the Gemara? Aval tzarech lomar shehat tefila ha'isal, what the prayer was, shelo yeh lahem nisyonos, that the person shouldn't have trials. Umemela yashuvu, and then memela, the person's going to do tshuva. Shelo hayuchotim, he wouldn't sin. El mechusa pranasa, why do people sin? They sin because they need to work on Shabbos, because they can't afford not to work on Shabbos. Right? Or for other reasons, right? They'll steal because they need money. There are other outside forces which cause people to sin. If a person will just be able to take a step back, not have any worries, not have Yetzirahara things pulling him here or there, you see Hashem very clearly in the world, and it's much easier for a person to do tshuva. Most of the times, people stumble or people lack that ability to connect is because of outside forces that are pulling him. So he says that if there was no problem of parnasa, ukedome, or the like, so then a person would come back to tshuva. So what was the tefillah? The tefillah was that the person wouldn't have a friend that invites him over on a Friday night that's going to go ahead and do something inappropriate. On the contrary, maybe we should daven that an Isha Torah rabbi will invite him over for a Friday night and give them some chizuk, right? Or that they'll bump into some person on the street and, oh wow, where are you from? You know, sitting next to the guy in the airplane, next thing you know, he's became a Hasidic Rebbe. No, so you find someone that connects to you, and that so that's not davening that does tshuva, right? That's davening that he's going to come to the tshuva on his own for sure. Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Your shamayim is to come from within. What you're davening for is that certain scenarios and circumstances will be created or not created to facilitate his ability to go ahead and do tshuva, right? There's a famous idea. Sure, all of you heard of this from Rav Dessler about the Nekudas HaBechira, that every person has a certain window of where he has to choose one thing or the other. Like for certain Averos, they're out of my blood. Like I'm zero Cheshek. It's not even it's obvious I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Delete. No, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'll come clean now. Okay, no, it's obvious. It's obvious I'm not going to do those things, right? It's Pashut. Then I have certain things that are, of course, I'm going to do. Mitzvos, right? Of course I'm going to do those mitzvos. It's obvious. Then there are the things that I have to struggle with. Every person's nekudat habachira, his point, right? You have to look at it on the line, his point of free will, of choice, is different, right? I don't have to choose certain things. I don't have to not choose certain things. I have a window. Every person has a window. Every person's window is in a different place, right? What's hard for them, what's not, what they have to choose, they don't have to choose. What's obvious, what's not obvious. So we're davening kilu for the other person that their nekudat habachira moves over just a touch. Okay, he's still going to have to choose. It's going to come from him. The Yiras Shamayim has to come from him. But we're just davening the circumstances will facilitate the ability for him to connect. Yeah.
First of all, I have one question. Is first of all, that don't nisyonos bring usually people to? And the whole point of nisyonos is to bring out first of all the potential.
100%. But yeah,
okay. To get the get tshuva. Someone with cancer, a lot of those type of people, they.
Right. But, on the other hand, right, we daven every single day in the Birchos HaShachar, we daven to Hashem, v'lo lidei nisayon. Right, every morning,
That's one of my favorite brachas. So we daven to Hashem that we shouldn't have a nisayon that day. What does that mean? Meaning, we don't want to have nisyonos, right? If it comes our way, and it always comes, by the way. It's never, no matter what you daven for the person, again, he's still going to have to make choices, and as he's growing, he's still going to have nisyonos. All through a life. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the greatest gadol dor, the greatest tzaddik in the world. Every person has a nisyon. It's impossible to live without, like you just said, because nisyonos are needed in order to bring out a potential. Well, we're saying, you don't have to give him, right, don't put him in this place, in this university where no one is connected, and there's no one over there, and there's no way to do this, no way to do that. Don't put him there. Put him in a different place, and let him not be religious there, and then over there, maybe he'll bump into someone, he'll be in some neighborhood, and they'll invite him or something. But give him a place where there could be a makum to go ahead and do it. But right, but we don't want those nisyonos if we don't have to have it, and we would like to be in positions that could start us off. That's what we're saying. We want to get him into a place where at least he could start off doing the tshuva process, right? Because again, on his own, it's going to come on his own.
Nisyon's going to come.
For sure he's going to have nisyon. Everyone in the world always has nisyonos. We're not diving at the guy has, you know,
just the setting that the nisayon comes.
That he'll have to choose. Right, he's always going to have to choose. At the end of the day, exactly. At the end of the day, he's going to have to make a decision: do I want to go out Friday night, or do I want to go with this person that invited me over? Right, he's going to have to make a choice, and that's the whole point, because it's coming from him. He's the one going ahead and making the decision. That's beautiful. Akob d'shamayim chutz mi'yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim is coming from him. He's making that choice, right? But it doesn't have to be that 50 people and 50 girlfriends are calling him up, come to me Friday night, come to me Friday night, and there's one little, nice little lady, would you like to have some chicken soup? You know what I'm saying? To go ahead and forget it. Hashem, it's enough. Give him one person versus one. Don't bring the party Friday. You hear what I'm saying? It's like, so we're not davening the Yerushalayim at all. We're davening that the nakuda, the window of where he's going to go ahead and do it, that's going to be easier. No, okay.
That last part, I don't know if was that. That last part, it's, I don't know. That's changing his actual bechira. That's not changing.
It's correct. That's what I'm saying. It's moving over where the bechira is going to be. At the end of the day, he's going to have to make a full choice. It's going to have to be his choice.
That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like that it's his bechira. It's just his setting. It's not changing his. Any of his being, he'll still be the same person.
Correct. But now the setting, external settings are going to be different. Yeah. So because the external settings, now they're not going to have 50 girls calling him up to invite him over Friday night. There's only going to be one, and then there's going to be this chicken soup lady. So that will be then on its own.
It's not changing his desire.
You, the human being, is going to have less of a temptation when he doesn't have such a full force pulling after him, right? You're right. We're not changing him at all. That's exactly the point.
It sounds like when you're saying change his bechira level, it changes his...
No. I was giving an example.
He doesn't like...
I was giving an example that we all have such a thing. We all have certain things along the way.
But just don't that test become, him that much.
Exactly. That, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So that's what Rav Moshe says. That's what the Gemara means, by the way. Even though the little translation of the Gemara is that she daven and she do tshuva and finish, that's not what he meant. He meant daven that the tshuva process will be easier for him. That's it. But to daven specifically that someone does tshuva, Rav Moshe seems to be saying you're not allowed to do that. He says, he says that you could daven that Hashem should give him a person that shows up in a shul, Rabbi Rosen, that's just going to blow the place away. Like, this is going to knock them out. And he's going to be so blown away. Man Hashem Sadikim. He's going to be happening to be on the... bumped into some place, and there's going to be awesome inspirational speaker that's going to be there, and then, whoo! He just blows the whole place away. You could daven for that also. Meaning you're davening that certain circumstances are going to exist in this guy's life that's going to help him make that move. But the move is going to have to be completely on his own and him doing it by himself because, again... That's how Moshe learns. Yeah.
So you're saying that with your Yerushalayim, right, to pray for that, like a guy, for example, who's praying for his entire family, friend, that he should come back to the Betshuva and everything.
Right.
You're saying like it's the one thing that you cannot daven for?
Directly like that.
Directly like that?
Right.
Everything else you can?
Everything. That he should have money and he should be healthy and that he should this and he should that. All those things. But to daven, that's what he's learning. That to daven that another person should directly, that he should do tshuva, that you can't do. But you could daven for him that he should meet someone that's inspirational. That he should go ahead and have less nisyonos. That he should go ahead and find himself in a community where they're going to be makar of him. Those things you could do. But to say that I daven that he should do tshuva direct like that, he says that you can't do because the guy himself has to do it on his own. Has to come from his own.
Free will in general?
Yes.
At everything else is not.
No, not that everything else doesn't have free will, but everything else Hashem gives in a different way. The relationship between us and Hashem is different. That Hashem could give you the money. For example, money has nothing to do with free will, right? Hashem could just give you the money straight. So I could daven for you that you get a job, a good job that you like, in a good place like Eretz Yisrael, Bekarov, and make money. I could do that. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so now here's the next answer. Here's the next answer, which is much more in line with the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. And this is from the Chazon Ish. And this is the answer that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says is the answer to the Marsha's question. Okay? He tells you to look at this Chazon Ish. This Chazon Ish, obviously Rav Chaim Kanievsky was the Chazon Ish's nephew, right? This Chazon Ish is printed on the last page of Or HaChaim, has nothing to do with anything. It looks like there's like extra room on the page, so they put a few things in the Chazon Ish on there. Okay, so on the last page of Or HaChaim, they just put this in a parish on Chumash. Okay? So it's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Eschanan, here there's some chumashim. If anyone wants to pass around for a second, so you can just look at the chumash. Here there's a. That's a pasuk. Perek Hey Pasuk Chavav. Perek Hey Pasuk Chavav in Sefer Devarim. Okay, the pasuk says as follows: Hashem is speaking. He says, "Me eating. Who's going to give?" Now, the way the Targum Unkelus explains this means halavai, like if only it should be the hayalavavim zelahem, that the Jewish people would have a heart liyirausi, to fear me. Meaning Hashem is saying, like, I just wish that the Jewish people would fear me. Okay, but the Gemara of Avodah Zarah doesn't understand the pasuk this way. It's Hashem says me yitain, who's going to give? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that the people should have said back to Hashem, Hashem, you give. Meaning that Hashem was basically saying, like, who's that guy amongst the Jewish people that's going to give, that's going to be there to care that the Jewish people are going to fear me? Now that's how he understands the pasuk. Which means, it sounds like, there's a guy somewhere that could go ahead and get the Jewish people to fear Hashem. So, he's saying, hello, Mechazi's his father. You can't do that. You can't get someone else to fear Hashem. It has to come from them by themselves. So here he explains as follows, and guys, this is such a beautiful idea. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, the pasuk says, "Mi yitain," literally, who is going to give? Okay, "Vehaya levavam zelahem," and they should have this heart. What heart? "Liyirauti," to fear me, "Lishmor eskol mitzvot sai," to do my mitzvot eskol yamim all the days. And it says, "Laman yitav lehem," so I could give good to them. So the way the Chazon Ish learns, Gemara learns that "mi yitain" means, who's going to be the guy that's going to be able to give Yirah Shemayim to people's hearts? Where's that guy? Hashem's saying, I need a guy. Where is he? Where's that guy that's going to give Yirah Shemayim to people's hearts? So again, what does that mean? You can't take a needle and shoot Yirah Shemayim. You can't do that. It has to come from the guy on his own, right? So here the Chazon Ish explains as follows. Hamakom baruch hu meniach es habechira. Hashem, God, right, leaves the bechira, choice, biyad Adam. Choice is in the hands of man. Aval, ha'adam rashai lahachriach esrei'ehu. Man could force his friend la'avodaso yisbarach towards being over Hashem. Bein bekfia could mean you could force him. It sounds like physical force. Don't try that at home. Bein befitoy, or it could mean enticing him, seducing him. You know, with words. With words, you go ahead and you convince him to yes Hashem. Ve'lave bit la'bechira. But isn't that going against his free will? I mean, I basically like manipulated him. I convinced him. That's not free will. I forced it basically on him. Doesn't have to come from him. Doesn't have to be from his own choice. Kaven dam, that's not a problem, he says. Meaning basically he's saying like this, inspirational speakers also shouldn't be permitted. Because how dare me go up there and then just blow people away and then they walk out, oh, I believe in Hashem. Well, hello. He has to figure it out on his own. That's come from his free will. You basically just blew him away that he had no free will anymore. You know, like they say that, what did the Maharal says, what does it mean that Hashem took the mountain at Har Sinai and put it over their heads and said that if you don't accept the Torah, I'm going to drop it. What does that mean? So the Maharal learns that doesn't really mean that there was a physical mountain there that he said, I'm going to drop on your heads. What it means is that the B'nai Israel were living with Nisim all day and all night when they were in the Midbar.
They didn't have a choice really to accept the Torah. It was so obvious that Hashem was there. It was so Hashem came so begalui, so revealed that of course we accept the Torah. When you see Hashem like that, it's obvious. Only when we start having our own issues, we start saying maybe I don't want, or maybe this, maybe that. But Rebbe was so clear as day. So of course you're going to do it. So all of a sudden you get this guy, awesome speaker, blows everyone away. You walk out of, that's it. Where am I tefillin? You know, like hello, that's not fair. That didn't come from his bechira. So inspirational speakers should be out. Now that's what Chazon Ish is trying to put them out of business. So therefore he says it's false. No, it's not a problem. Why? Here we go. Kaven da maisa ose bechira. Since the action was done through free will. Whose free will? The speaker's free will. The guy, this is almost like the person who wanted to send the letter, who sent the letter to Rav Moshe. Since a human had free will and did something and chose to go ahead and inspire someone else, go ahead and get someone else to have your Shemaim, that's okay. I, Seymour in Kalamazoo, didn't do anything. And here come the key words. Guys, this is unbelievable. V'kol Yisrael ki'ish echad. Seymour in Kalamazoo did do something. You know why? Because Rassman did something. And he's the right, my right arm and I'm the left arm. All the Jewish people are one physical unit. So when I go ahead and I do something, I am by definition, he by definition is doing the same thing. It's mind-boggling. Just absorb that for a second, okay? My action, Hashem says that your Shemayim has to come not from him. It has to come from a human. So, okay, so it did. It came from Seymour and Kalamazoo. Seymour and Kalamazoo doesn't even know what your Shemayim is. Yeah, but you don't understand. Rassman and Seymour are the same person. Oh, so then that came, it did come from Seymour. Right? It's true that when I speak, it comes out from my mouth, not from my toes. Right? But no one's going to say that my toes didn't do tshuva, just because it was my mouth that was doing it. Right? With one guf. Kol Yisrael ki ish echad. The Chazish is using that, not as a nice, fluffy idea. He's saying, halacha lemaisa, the reason that I'm allowed to go ahead and get someone inspired is because we're all one. Just one second. V'ahainu mi'itein. That's what Hashem meant. Who's that guy? Sheyeh ben tzadik yador, who's going to be the righteous of the generation. Mishtadlim, to go ahead, lekari v'leiv kol ha'am, to go ahead and bring close the hearts of all the nation, l'avodas yisbarach, towards Hashem. Aval makom baruch hu, eino nosim b'libam. Hashem never infuses it into the person's heart, as hakirav, dimkein lo yisaches edav v'lebroav. Because if Hashem will just do it, then it's all Hashem. It's not you having your Shemayim, it's Hashem putting it into your heart. Amnam, im yesh mispala lefanav, if someone would dive in front of him, yisbarach, al hakirav, for kirav, Utfilasu nishmas, and his tefillah is answered. Misyaches hakiruv, the kiruv is connected. Sheosak Kodesh Baruch Hu lebrov, that Hashem did to his person, Hashem did to the person. Since a person did it, kevan since shenasa idei tefillas nivra, since a human being, a creation, was the one who davened for it, so it comes from the human. So therefore, it comes not from Hashem directly, and therefore it's okay to daven for other people. And that's how it works. An incredible thing. He says again, one more time, that it has to, the idea of kol yishmaim chutz mir shemaim means that while money, Hashem could just say, you know what, I want Rassman to have money right now. Why? It doesn't make a difference. I want to give it to him. You know, poof, someone shows up my door with a check, you won the lottery. I didn't ask for it. I didn't even buy the lottery ticket. Not like, the whole thing. Like Hashem could just go ahead and give you the stuff if he wants to. Right? Your shemaim, he won't do that. Your shemaim has to come from the human. But says the Chazon Ish, it could be from any human, because all the Bnei Yisrael are one guf, like one human being. And therefore, it's okay for me to daven for the other person, or me to inspire the other person, even though the guy's not going to have any free will afterwards, after he hears me speak. Because at the end of the day, there was free will that came from the human. Since we're all one, it goes ahead and it works. An amazingly powerful message, you know, that we're all one, not just as a nice idea, but it actually has halachic ramifications. Interesting, another halacha that based on the same thing that the Chassam Sofer quotes in the Tshuva is a question I saw this recently. I was always bothered by this question. Halacha is that you're not allowed to go ahead and daven by a grave, right? That the person who's buried there should help you out, right? When you daven by a beis hakvaros, you're davening that in the schus of the person, or you're never saying like, this dead man, this gadol who died, you know, please up there, can you talk to Hashem for me? You're not allowed to do that. You're not even allowed to ask malachim to go ahead and daven for you. Right? That's why some people would skip in the Shalom Aleichem song that we sing Friday night. Right? There were Rav Moshe Feinstein would skip Barchuni L'Shalom. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva about this. In his house, he did not sing Barchuni L'Shalom. Barchuni L'Shalom. Right? He didn't sing that part. He skipped that part. Right? Why? Because you're asking the Malach to give you a bracha. You're not allowed to talk to him. It's you and Hashem. We're not allowed to go ahead. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. 13 tenets of our belief. That you're not allowed to go ahead and ask the Malachim to intercede on our behalf. Okay.
What do you do when you go to the farm?
So you're diving to Hashem. You send your Tehillim for Hashem. And hopefully in the schus of that tzaddik, it'll facilitate your tefillah. But not him. You're not davening to this guy to daven for you. Okay, so my question always was, well then why are you allowed to go to like a Rav for a bracha? Like, what's the difference? So this guy's alive. Big deal. Why can't I go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, can you daven for me? You know, well, it shouldn't be allowed. Me and Hashem. What's it? Just I can't ask the dead guy to do it because I can't have anyone intercede between me and Hashem. Why is it mutter for me to go ask a live person to intercede between me and Hashem? So the Chassam Sofer says, because Kol Yisrael is ki'ish echad. All of B'nai Yisrael like one person. So he says, if your head is davening for your foot, then no one's going to say that's crazy. Right, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky is, we'll call him the head of the body, right? And I'm one part of the body, right? So there's nothing wrong with asking my head to advocate for me. A dead person is detached. A malach is detached from me. He's not part of me anymore, right? But all the Jewish people are one. So to go to another person within the Jewish people and ask him to daven for you, that's not called having something detached from me interceding on my behalf. It's me interceding on my behalf. Again, another halachic nafkamina business. But here the Chazon Ish says, because of this thing, it's okay for me to go ahead and daven. It's okay what that student in Eshet Torah did, by Tekabe Shofar. So you go ahead and daven for every single student that he knew, every single family member, whoever it was, to be chozer b'tshuva. Because at the end of the day, he's them and they are him. So therefore, it's coming from the Bechiras HaAdam, it's coming from the free will of a human being. It's not Hashem saying, here, this is a freebie. It is coming from him. And this is a very chashuv thing. We should realize that we could daven for other people. We should daven for other people. It works. And not only that, but we have to realize why we're allowed to daven for other people. That we are one guf. We are one body. And you are I, and I are you. And therefore, we have to go ahead and feel the pain of other people. And we have to go ahead and feel the joy of other people. No matter who they are, religious, not religious, this, that, doesn't make a difference. We have to love that we're the same person. When my right hand does something wrong, my left hand does not go ahead and give it a smack. It doesn't do that. We don't act that way, right? And doesn't hate it. It loves it. We're always loving every part of our body. We just have to extend who our eye is, and we have to realize that we're all there. We have to die for other people. And with that, Bez Hashem, we should be able to grow closer and closer to Hashem.
Yeah.
We have a question? Yeah. From the back.